This is Apollo Control. Having reestablished two-way communications with the spacecraft, it appears that we won't hear any more from the crew, at least for the time being. We did hear from Frank Borman that time, which indicates that he is no longer resting, or at least is not asleep. Frank had indicated earlier that he would attempt to get some rest beginning at about 37 hours ground elapsed time. And we heard from him there at about 38 hours, 45 minutes into the flight. We do not have an evaluation as to what the problem was with the uplink. The problem appeared to lie between Houston and the site at Honeysuckle. We were able to relay messages from Honeysuckle to the spacecraft, but we were not able to talk directly with the spacecraft from Houston. That problem, as we timed it here, began at 38 hours 42 minutes, and we had comm reestablished at about 38 hours 48 minutes, about 6 minutes after the call was first put in. At the present time, Apollo 8 is at an altitude of 141,197 nautical miles, and its velocity is 4,067 feet per second. I believe Capcom Ken Mattingly is preparing to put in another call to the crew. We'll stand by briefly for that.